Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you as always. A bit of a crummy day out, but hey, don't let that stop you from spending the hour with us because it's nice and warm where you're at, I'm sure. Grab a cup of coffee. In the studio, I have Vicki Sanders, Saanich Counselor. How are you, Vicki?
I'm great. A little wet from the trek from the car to the studio.
It's ugly out there.
It's ugly out there.
But it's nice in here. And it's going to be even nicer because on the phone we have Peter Graben, who is the man chef, and he's in Toronto. How are you, Peter?
Terrific. Thanks, Patty. It's nice to hear from you.
Don't you love that voice?
Yeah, it's a super voice.
It just makes you feel so happy. Now, Peter, the man chef, explain what the man chef is. I know you're a caterer and been in Toronto for years and very well known, but man chef is another venture you have.
Correct. Man Chef is a concept which I came up with 3 years ago to teach men how to cook. And I started in January 2010, and it's been very, very successful. So what we do is we do hands-on cooking classes in my home, in our home. We have never more than six people per class, and we're going two or three nights a week. And the gentlemen come in, and some of them don't know how to boil water. Some of them are a wee bit more experienced. And we teach them from the basics how to make a good meal in half an hour to 45 minutes. And as I say, it is hands-on. And basically, what we do is we talk about what we're going to eat, what we're going to cook. I email the menus and the recipes out before the guys come. And we talk about it, we cook it, and then we eat what we kill.
Each other.
Well, you must like people a lot because I've got a letter here I'll read in a while that from one of your satisfied clients. And
right.
You're almost like a counselor because you really do deal with lots of different scenarios, a lot of widowers, different scenarios that people really need to learn how to cook again, and you're there for them.
Right. Well, actually, the demographics are really interesting, Patty, how it sort of we go from 24, and the new gentleman just joining us is 82.
Wow. You always want to keep learning. You know, we got Mary Wakefield on later from Scanda Designs, and no matter how old, we want to learn something new. And cooking is maybe something that all of us haven't learned properly or learned new dishes along the way.
Right. No, correct. The other part of which is really interesting, which is coming together, is the team-building part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really interesting because we go to people's homes, our offices, and we dress the people up in chef's hats and aprons, and we have them cooking in different teams like Iron Chef, and that has been fantastic. That's hilarious.
And are there power struggles, or you see different personality types come
struggles.
Up?
We split the people up into groups, and I go in with another chef or two chefs, depends what it's required, and we split those up, and then we test for timing. Appearance, taste, and timing on it. So we test all that against each other, and it's absolutely hilarious.
That's
it's
fun. Wonderful. I think sometimes being in a team is more fun. I remember at home ec, remember that in school?
Oh, home
and you
ec.
Had your group of four, maybe, right? And you got to make a meal and clean up. And it is a great feeling to think you're connecting with people over food.
But Man Chef, the cooking school, is the main thing, and I say it's really rewarding. It really and you know, you put six guys together who have never met, who don't completely different, you know, like completely different backgrounds and ethnics and everything, and these guys around food when they sit down and eat. All barriers are dropped, and they converse, and they talk about business and finance and stocks and promotions and all kinds of things. It's really, really wonderful. The atmosphere is terrific from it, and that's from the food, whether it's from the food or whether it's all just being together. I don't know, but it works out beautifully. It's really special.
Well, Charlie wrote you a letter, and he says the package of Man Chef cooking lessons that my daughters gave me during my first year alone in the kitchen exceeded all expectations. The camaraderie enjoyed at the and the knowledge gained from your lessons has been super. Now, this is a man who was widowed, and his daughters gave him the lessons, and it sounds like it was a real change for him and something that he can use as he goes on.
Yeah, it was really interesting because his daughter, actually, one daughter lives in Calgary and one lives in Toronto, and the one in Calgary found me on the net, and she set it all up, and he's actually he was a Bay Street financial guy or whatever he did in Bay Street, and he's in early 70s or late 60s, really sweet, sweet guy, very sharp, and he loves what he's, and he said, Peter, I spoke to him yesterday actually, he said, Peter, as soon as you get chicken fingers on the menu, I want to come and learn how to make proper chicken fingers for my grandchildren.
Well, that's what he says, your salad dressings, while easy to make, beats anything I've had at the store, and his daughters and his grandkids love it. What kind of salad dressing is that?
Just with oil, salt, pepper, a little bit of mayonnaise, lemon juice, that's all. No magic. Just easy, easy, and no preservatives in it.
So, Peter, maybe you could send me some of these recipes, and we'll put them on my website, Lifestyle with Patty Mac.
It'd be a pleasure.
And we can also link, and you can look up Peter on his website, Man Chef. He's always got lots of great tips. Did your kids ever cook with you, Vicki?
Oh, yeah, my kids cooked. I was just trying to think. Did you ever meet the man that's a challenge that you can't teach to cook?
My son.
Your son?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was thinking my kids, male and female, could cook, but my husband took him to barbecue lessons. I barbecue.
So what is it about your son?
I think it's mentally a thing. He just doesn't want to be near the kitchen because we've been around it for so long. He hates this with the food business. He hates it with a passion.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is interesting.
No, most kids don't want to go where the parents were.
That's true. And then later on, they,
That's another show.
That's another show. Lie down on the couch. Let me get the notes.
Okay. I'm ready.
So where do you start, though, with a group that's never cooked like Charlie? What do you teach him so he's not intimidated?
Okay. First lesson, we teach them how to make a pasta with pan-fried salmon. So we teach them how to boil the pasta and how to make it fast. Instead of putting a pot on the stove with cold water, you boil the water in the kettle. Because it saves time. So you put the boiling water into the pan. You fill the kettle again, and I'll tell you why in a second. You fill the kettle again, and you put it on. So you boil the pasta, and while the pasta's boiling, you take the fish, and we teach them how to skin the fish and dice it into 1-inch squares. And we dust it with salt and pepper, lemon juice, a little bit of flour, and we have a frying pan going at the side with half olive oil and half butter. We just sear the salmon. I don't want the guys to cook the salmon in the frying pan because invariably they'll burn it. So they just sear it, and the oven is already on. So they put the salmon into a pan, and they put it into the oven at 350 just to cook. I want it cooked in the oven, not in the frying, not on the stove. And when you put the flour on it, when you dust it with flour, it retains the flavor.
Really?
Yeah. So by that time, the pasta's cooked. So I tell them to strain it off into a colander and run it with cold water to wash off all the
starch.
All right. The pot which they cook the pasta in is empty. So they put it back in the stove with a little bit of butter and olive oil, half and half. If you use butter by itself, it'll burn, and olive oil and butter together won't burn. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I've teach them how to crush fresh garlic, and they saute off a little bit of garlic. Just sweat it without any color, because otherwise if you do it too fast, it'll go black, it'll burn and go bitter. So by this time, the pasta's in the colander, and the boiling water from the kettle is boiling hot. They take the boiling water from the kettle and they pour it over the pasta. Because that way you don't have to wait for it to heat it up in the frying pan, in the pan, and it won't burn. So you pour the boiling water over the pasta. You immediately put it into the pan where the garlic has been sweating off. You can put in some tomato sauce if you want, or just plain. And what I find is when I put Parmesan cheese on pasta on the plate, there's never enough for me. So I teach the guys to put the pasta, put the cheese through the pasta as it's cooking in the pot.
Oh, that's true. When you sprinkle on top, it's like you just keep adding more and more.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. You know what, Peter, we've got to take a break, but that sounds really doable, and it sounds really good.
No, that's not. So I'll finish off when you come back.
Okay, back in a minute with Peter.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
A friend mentioned that at Harbord, you'd get me discounts on my home insurance.
You bet we can get you discounts at Harbord. We're the home insurance people. Larry, bring in that discount book.
Here's the book. Watch your feet.
Holy, that's one big book.
Okay, here we go. New home discount, mortgage-free discount, burglar alarm discount, fire alarm discount, block watch discount.
Before you renew your home insurance this year, talk with Harbord. That's H-A-R-B-O-R-D. They're the home insurance people. Check the white pages or harbordinsurance.com for office phone numbers.
Berwick Royal Oak introduces the Retirement Residence Checklist. Check one, look for value, real value. Examine the quality of the residence, its services, and lifestyle amenities. Check two, look at reputation. Who is the team? Are they established, trusted, here to stay? Add up your checklist and Berwick Royal Oak always comes out ahead. With spacious one-bedroom suites starting at $3,300 per month. Berwick Royal Oak, the premier retirement residence that always checks out.
Operation Renovation. Hello, Greater Victoria. Michael here for Windsor Plywood. Our huge Operation Renovation event is now on. Come on down to Windsor Plywood on Keating Crossroad and on Van Ar Way in the West Shore and check out the huge inventory selection. From doors to moldings to cabinet plywoods to flooring and hardware, we've aggressively sharpened our pencils, dropped our drawers, so to speak. Check out all our savings at Windsor Plywood in person or at windsorplywood.com. To meet your needs, Van Ar location now open late on Thursdays and Friday evenings.
One of the great rock and roll vocal groups of all time, Jay and the Americans, make their first appearance ever in Victoria at the McPherson Playhouse, February 25th. This magic. Inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2002, Jay and the Americans bring timeless hits to the McPherson Playhouse. Tickets for Jay and the Americans available now at the Mac Box Office. Charge by phone 386-6121 or online 24/7 at rmts.bc.ca.
We are back with Peter Graven, who is the man chef, and Vicki Sanders, Manage Counselor, is here with us. Peter, you're going to finish off talking about this first meal.
Okay, so actually I just emailed you all the information, actually.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But what you do is, so the pasta's cold, and you put the boiling water, you sprinkle the boiling water over the top of the pasta, you return it to the pan, or the pot, whatever it is, and so you got the oil and the margarine hot with the garlic in it, you put the pasta in, you add some cheese to it, because when I never have enough cheese, when I put it, I just sprinkle it on top, salt and pepper, and you can put tomato sauce in it, or not, or you can put, and that's what you do. So you take it off the stove. By that time, the salmon, which is in the oven, is cooked. You put the pot in the middle of the table where you serve the pasta on people's plates, and you put the salmon, the diced salmon, on top of it.
Wow, and sounds good.
And that's number one lesson. It's a complete dinner, and it's that you can do it in about half an hour tops.
And do you teach people how to shop for the salmon, what to look for, and
yeah,
these kind of things?
Yeah, we tell them how much to buy salmon. Basically, when we do this, I tell the people, you know, when you go to a fish shop, they always have the salmon tails at half price.
Yeah.
You're dicing it up anyway. Just use the tails because it'll also cook much quicker because it's thinner.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Why spend the money, right? That's right.
Right. So you got the salmon tail, so you can make a complete meal for $8, $10. You can't do the, you know, because with the pasta it's not expensive. Tomato sauce and 4 or 5 ounces of salmon, and it's perfect.
And what about, you know, when you cook from week to week? And Vicki, I know, you know, you had 3 kids growing up, and when you get sort of bored with what to cook next, or what kind of ideas do you have to sort of keep it creative and keep, you know, new ideas coming?
Well, yes, we did a kids' party actually not so long ago, and we did, for the kids, we had to make their own wieners and jackets, their own potato skins and chicken fingers.
Wieners and jackets. That's like pigs in the blanket.
Yeah, but we made them with real, you know, but we got puff pastry, and the kids made it themselves, and it was fabulous.
Oh, it's up a notch. Puff pastry, yum.
Yeah, it was real puff pastry, and you know, because when the ones you buy, you know, they're okay, but when you make them fresh and hot, and you bring it out, you serve it with a honey mustard, kids inhale it.
That sounds good.
Oh, dinner. Hot dogs
tonight. And, you know, you always just roll out the pastry, and you put it over the hot dog, and you press it down with a fork to seal it, you brush it with egg wash, and just bake it in the oven.
You know, and that'd be really impressive too, right? Just doing something
yeah.
like that. Easy but good.
Sunday dinner.
What do you cook on Sunday dinners, Peter?
What are we cooking?
Do you cook the big roast like the?
No. We're not really. We're not big because the kids go all over the place. But Friday night we cooked. Last night I made individual chicken pot pie for everybody.
Do you make your own pastry or do you buy it?
No, I buy the puff pastry. So each person had I made it on TV last week also, which was interesting. On the competition.
Yeah, we were talking about that. And so what kind of filling do you put in there? Do you start with a roux?
No, you take the chicken. I'll send you the recipe. Because you take the chicken, you dice it, salt and pepper, and you just saute it off. Then you put in only fresh vegetables. You can put in peas, you can put in carrots. I put in some mushrooms and sugar snap peas and sauteed it off. You put in chicken stock on top. You boil it a little bit. You fish out all the meat and you put it in the casseroles and you thicken the stock with cornstarch.
Oh.
If you do make a roux, I mean, the roux is the right way to go, but it'll often go lumpy on you if you don't do the right thing. Cornstarch will never go lumpy on you.
I love chicken pot pies, but it always seems like something that's too, you know, advanced to make.
It sounds like
a lot of work.
My guys make it here in the Man Chef. They make it. And it's so easy. So you just put the pastry on top. In fact, to come back to that, just put the pastry on top, brush it with egg, and bake it. And it's a fabulous meal.
Did the family enjoy that last night?
There was nothing left. By one of the guys, he had two. He's really young.
I bet. Now, are you, do the table and the presentation and stuff? Is that an area that you'd like to do as well to make it look appealing?
Well, absolutely, because that's part of the sizzle. But my wife set the table, and she set a beautiful table.
Mm. Well, do you make special dinners on Saturday nights for your wife?
No, Friday night.
Oh, Friday nights.
Friday night, everybody comes, all the family come.
Oh.
And that's when we all get together, all the children and the grandchildren. So it's very nice. It's lovely.
It's good to have routines, isn't it? And what about clutter in your kitchen? Are you someone who keeps things pristine, or do you have a lot of stuff? This is for you, Vicky. Your kitchen's really pristine.
I'm the biggest mess.
The biggest mess.
Oh,
and
good.
Do you like having all your stuff on the counter, like tons of appliances and spoons? No.
Me? No.
So you make a mess, but everything has its place.
Yeah.
Vicky, your kitchen's really, we got a beautiful house. Your kitchen's really neat and organized.
On any given day.
How old is your stove, Vicky? It's like a
1953.
It was your parents' stove?
It was my parents' stove.
Can you imagine, Peter? She's still using it.
It's fabulous.
It's still working fine. Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
Yes.
General electric. It's perfect.
Yeah, as long as it works, it's all that matters.
And do you like gas better, Peter?
Commercially, in our commercial kitchen, we have gas. You know, in our commissary where we do our catering, but at home it's electric. Because we just couldn't put gas in. And also, it's very expensive because you have to have a special hood with an extractor.
Oh, right. True.
And make up here. But we have electric and it's fine.
Yeah. That's good because some people say, oh, I only could cook with gas. It's like... Cook's a cook, right? I mean,
yep.
A flame is a flame.
That's right.
Now, cutting boards, too. There's, the controversy with, cutting meat on one board. How many boards should you have, and do you need a separate one for your meat?
Okay, let's go back. The very first thing we teach the class, the very, very first thing is when they put the cutting board down, they put a damp cloth, a J-cloth, underneath the cutting board.
Oh, so it won't slide.
It won't slide.
Good one.
That's very important. I love the wooden boards, but basically, they're actually coming back into fashion. But we have separate boards, and we teach about cross contamination. We teach the class about if they do chicken, they have to wash the board with Javex or Ajax or detergents. But we talk about cross contamination on products, which is very important.
Do you not think the wooden ones are the way to go then, or?
Yeah, but you know what? I have so much equipment. I have some wooden ones, and I have some of the plastic, the big, thick, heavy, the big plastic ones, whatever they're made of. But they're all good. They're all good. I have no, as long as it works and it's clean, and that's all that matters.
And do you have one particular knife that you like above all others?
No, not really, because what happened was, when we were apprentices, because I worked 7 years in the kitchen in Scotland, you all had your own knives. and a knife for carving, for turning things, a boning knife, a chopping knife, and I still have most of them because they were very precious to you because that was what your tools of your trade. But at home we have, in the kitchen, our commercial kitchen we have many knives, but at home we have special knives also. They're all good, and that's really something you shouldn't economize on is knives, because good knives are, and even if you get a cut from a good from a sharp knife, it's better than getting a cut from a blunt knife.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, because I got
one last week.
Did you? From a bad knife or a good knife?
I don't know, but it sure hurt.
Yeah. Do you have lots of, you don't have any missing digits, do you, Peter?
No, I have some scars.
Oh, I bet. Oof.
From
I hate those cooking
ago.
Shows when you see people.
Well, we try and teach our guys knife skills. And such as if a knife drops, under no circumstances catch it, just step right back.
Right, because your first inclination is to...
To catch it, you just step back so it doesn't cut you.
And how about onions? So you're teaching onions. Do you have a special way so you don't cry?
No, not really. Everybody's got a different theory. Put them in the freezer, wear goggles. I had one guy here put on the goggles when he was peeling the onions.
But, yeah, my daughter wears ski goggles.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's quite a cook. Puts the ski goggles on when she does the Christmas turkey.
Yeah, no, they wear all kinds of things. But we teach them also how to crush fresh garlic. So you have to put a little bit of salt on the board and you crush it. Otherwise, if you try and crush garlic, it usually flies off the board.
Oh, wow, you got so many great tips, Peter. Mm-hmm. Now, if people want to know more about you, how do they get a hold of you, Peter?
They go on my website, www.manchef.ca.
Well, I think you're doing a great service for many people out there. And I know you do teach nannies and other people too, right?
Yeah,
people that are taking care
of. Concept. Yeah, because that's right. And it's coming. That's also taking off very nicely. And it's daytime, so it's good.
Well, I might be over next Friday for the family dinner.
Yeah, I like that. Can I come too?
You're always welcome.
You're a sweetheart. Listen, you have a great weekend. And thanks so much for talking to us.
I appreciate you calling. And thank you very much, Patty.
Okay, Peter, take care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mary Wakefield from Scanda Designs.
Tomorrow.
Oh my God.
E's dream team, Khloe Kardashian and ex-Laker Lamar Odom, are moving to Dallas.
You are a box full of chocolates.
And who knows what the Lone Star State has in store for them.
Never know what you're gonna get.
You're rude. You're disrespectful. Stop playing with me.
But no matter what, they're in it together.
What we have is pure and it's always gonna be here.
This is unbreakable.
The Khloe and Lamar two-night premiere event, tomorrow and Monday at 7, only on E!
Your old car is a little bit... That's my car. And you'd rather have a... Yeah, that's my car! So it's time to trade in the meh for an oh yeah at Galaxy Motors. These guys know the new-to-you market. They see more cars than anyone, so they can give you the fairest, the absolute best price for your trade-in. Even if it's... Galaxy Motors will buy any car, so you get your... I love this car! Visit galaxymotors.net.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's rainy and 6 degrees still downtown. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. The provincial government has announced the purchase of a 22-hectare waterfront property at Burgoyne Bay on Salt Spring Island. Environment Minister Terry Lake says the province contributed $310,000 towards the $1.2 million purchase, the balance coming from the BC Nature Trust and a generous donation by the previous landowner. Lake says it's an important acquisition.
This is the Coastal Douglas Fir Biogeoclimatic Zone, and it has the largest stand of Gary Oak woodland in Canada. So it's really significant. This kind of area represents only about 0.5% of the land base in British Columbia.
The property will be owned by the Nature Trust and leased at no cost to BC Parks, which will provide ongoing management. Saanich police say the driver accused in a hit-and-run Thursday night has been tracked down along with the truck in question. Police say a 44-year-old Kelowna man now faces charges for driving without due care and attention and failing to remain at the scene of an accident. The man was borrowing the truck from another man in Sydney, according to police. The crash in which a Mazda sedan was sideswiped by the truck sent three people to hospital with whiplash injuries. The damaged truck was found abandoned last night just off of Old West Saanich Road. And the surging popularity of tax-free savings accounts could cause big problems down the line for the federal government.
TFSAs could be a source of trouble because when retirees start taking money out of them, none of the incomes included in calculating if they're eligible for old age security or the guaranteed income supplement. One pension expert figures that if everyone who can takes advantage of this situation, the cost of the GIS would soar 84% above official projections by 2030. The government's chief actuary has said he's keeping an eye on the rapidly growing implications of TFSAs on the cost of the GIS program. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Ladmore residents. Still no correct answer, though, for our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will increase to $77. And checking out CFAX 1070 weather, the bad news is it's starting to rain pretty hard downtown. The good news is it should wrap up around noon today. Partly cloudy is the forecast for the entire afternoon portion of the day. High of 8 degrees expected. Partly cloudy overnight as well. Temperature expected to dip down to about 3 degrees and mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 6 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are here with Vicki Sanders, who is with Saanich Council. A Saanich counselor.
I am a Saanich counselor. Not on the couch as political counselor.
That's right.
Municipal counselor.
And on the phone, we have Mary Wakefield, who is the owner of Scanda Designs. How are you, Mary?
I'm doing great, Patty. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And, you know, we were talking before to Peter Graben about learning about cooking. And I recently took a course at Scanda, a beginner's, which
yes.
seemed really advanced because I made five things. I was like, really? And I had the great teacher, Karen. So I couldn't believe that I made all these pieces. I gave some to my daughter for her 20th birthday. And it was amazing.
Wow.
And you have such a beautiful shop.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your experience there. We've got a great instructor, Karen Grace, there, and have a great team. So I'm glad that you were able to enjoy yourself.
And, you know, Vicki, you'll have to go down there. The atmosphere, Mary, is lovely when you walk in. You've really designed it in such a way that it's really welcoming, and you feel kind of like you're in a spa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
spa making jewelry.
Well, it does.
I love that.
Well, the elements in there. I know the furniture. Didn't you buy it from Bali? Or?
Yes, I did, actually. I'm standing right outside of the Twisted Mug Cafe in Duncan as we speak, just taking a bit of a break. We're setting up our second Scanda, and we just got our painter from Bali in yesterday. And we have beautiful Buddhas and flinches and gorgeous display materials. And it's really important for me to have an environment for people to come into and just feel really at home and comfortable to be able to just relax.
Yeah, and your staff
take
is
your time.
And your staff is really welcoming and makes you feel like you can do it. Now tell us about this new location. If people want to come there today, whereabouts are you?
We're on the corner of Craig and Station Street at 126 Station Street, which is the old town Duncan. And we're around all kinds of other neat shopping, little shops in Duncan. I'm fairly new to Duncan, and it's a really neat little downtown.
It's
core.
Lovely. My parents have a place in Crofton, and we used to always go to Duncan.
That's
the old town is really a beautiful area. And Vicki, you grew up here, so you know Duncan.
Yeah,
area.
And that's I go away every year with a bunch of ladies from Toastmasters. We always hit that area to go through all the shops. So beware in April, they're coming.
Well, I'm sure Duncan is happy to have your shop there too. It's
Well,
nice
I'm
addition.
Really hoping they are. We actually have gone into an old building. It's a 1930s building, Patty.
Oh, lovely.
And we've taken it right back to studs and taken layers and layers and layers off the floor and discovered this beautiful wood floor and these gorgeous old original mosaic tiles. So we've, you know, made sure that we restored all of that. And people are coming by and having great memories of what it was like. They're like, oh, my God, this used to be Welch's Cafe.
Oh, how
so
neat.
It's really neat, and the space up here is beautiful, and it's going to be a great second location for Scanda, for sure.
Well, you talk about the creative process, how it's good for your soul. I know, Vicki, you have an arts degree, right?
And I do.
And whether it's restoring the building you're in Duncan or doing jewelry, it's so neat to always be learning and doing something creative, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. You just have to do that in your life. You miss so much if you don't.
And you did jewelry too, didn't you,
Vicky? I did jewelry.
Oh,
I'm so excited. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, and you have some wonderful gems. You have real gems. And tell us about some of the products you have at Skanda.
Well, we only carry gemstone beads, so we don't carry anything man-made. And I work with a lot of cutters and drillers in India. So a lot of the stones that we have, we are having cut specifically for us. And then we carry in a range of findings, which are the pieces that you need to use to actually put the pieces together. And we have 18-karat gold, sterling silver, plated sterling silver with 18-karat gold. And we brought in a new kind of brass, which is really fun and trendy. And it's working with a bit of a dichotomy where you can put sapphires with brass and come up with just a fabulous-looking necklace or bracelet. And it becomes more affordable than using the precious metals, which in the last year have really gone up in price.
When you walk in, Vicky, there's all these beautiful colors. And you know, it? You go pick out, for the courses, you go pick out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun in itself, right? It's kind of, I'm putting these things together and adding a charm here or whatever you
It'll
like.
It'll take me a day to make a decision.
Oh, well, it sort of comes to you, right?
Okay.
And it's a really forgiving medium. Like, if you sit there and just have a tray, we just work on these trays that are,
the trays
about
are 20 great.
Inches by 15 inches,
mm-hmm.
and you start putting whatever stones, you just take handfuls of sapphires or topaz or quartz and just play with them, and you feel all the energy from the stones and you move them around, but there's not really any need for a commitment to a piece of jewelry right away. As far as other art mediums where you have a canvas, you need quite a bit of space, and then your paint's on your canvas and you're committed to it. Whereas stones are just, you play and play and play until you see something you like and then you make it. And it's really fast and really forgiving and really fun.
Yeah, it is. We had a few tools we get, which were, a cutter and what are they called from the beginning course, Mary? Some of the tools that you get to use.
There's four tools we use in our beginner class. There's a flat nose plier, a round nose plier, a crimping tool, and a little cutter. And all the tools we use are really, really fine, tiny, easy-to-handle tools, unlike something we find out in our boyfriend or husband's workshop. These are really tiny little tools, so it's easy to work with any kind of smaller or larger stones and get a really nice finish.
And if you ever have any problems, too, I mean, I saw the staff, people were coming in and helping them with ideas for designs or certain things. And then if you're a beginner and you get a little bit more confident, you have different classes like
absolutely, yeah.
Once rings and all kinds of stuff.
Class, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. You can take, we've got lots of classes that you don't necessarily need beginner experience with. And then we do have sort of more sort of advanced classes that it's probably a good idea to have some type of experience just so you're going to have a fun time and not get too frustrated.
Well, Karen's really patient because we were all three people that were there. And with that board that you work on, it really makes it kind of doable because you see everything. And I couldn't believe we walked out of there, all of us, with all different kinds of things we made.
And that's a really important process for us for the classes is getting people in before the class. And take as much time with one of the designers as you need to design the pieces that you're going to make in your class. So you, when you finish your class, you actually are going to walk out with something that you really love. Not just, okay, well, we've made this piece of jewelry and I'll never wear it again kind of thing.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Stay on the line and we'll be back in a minute with Mary.
You can't always count on the weather, but you can count on CFAX 1070 to get it right the first time, every time. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does being local mean to you? My name is Stacey Taves, and I co-founded Level Ground Trading 15 years ago. We embody what it means to be local. We're a zero-waste facility, sending nothing to Heartland, utilizing 13 streams of recycling and compost. We pay our staff to cycle to work on the peninsula, and we sponsor hundreds of local nonprofit groups each year. That's what being local means to me.
Meet Level Ground at CD Saturday this weekend in the Victoria Conference Center from 10 to 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Harlow Hollis, cosmetic and plastic surgeon and the medical director of Dermaspa. It's a new year and time for a new you. If you'd like to learn more about how to combat the signs of aging, join me and my team of skincare specialists Tuesday, February the 21st, for a two-hour anti-aging event. You'll see live model demonstrations of Botox cosmetic and dermal fillers, and you'll learn about laser skin rejuvenation. We'd love to have an opportunity to show you why the Dermaspa experience is all about you.
Call 598-6968 or online at dermaspa.ca.
Take advantage of ELNA employee pricing right now at Sawyer Sewing Center. Get discounts of over $850. Some ELNAs are close to half price. The ELNA 220 sewing machine is now $191. The ELNA 664 serger after discount, you pay only $496. A quilting machine with cabinet is at the ELNA employee pricing of $1,647. Find us on Facebook.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
On Douglas across from Uptown.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back in the studio. Have Vicki Sanders, who is a Saanich counselor, and on the phone we have Mary Wakefield from Scanda Designs. And you are up in Duncan at your new store, and
yeah.
You are on what street again?
Pardon me?
And what street are you on with your new store again, if people want to come
we
up there?
We are on Station Street, 126 Station Street, which is the main street in Duncan. Lots of great pedestrians walking around, and there's lots of neat little shops coming up from Victoria. You've got Tulip Noir and Outlooks for Men and Cardino Shoes. There's just really some great shops up here.
Sounds like a good fit. And in Victoria, whereabouts are you located, Mary, for the
at 1033 Fort Street, and that's between Vancouver and Cook, right by the Mosaic Building.
Right, okay. And so if people are afraid to start, what would you tell them to, you know, so they can feel confident about getting into the jewelry biz, the jewelry game, and making their own pieces?
Well, when we're talking to clients, we kind of get a sense of what kind of lifestyle they lead and what kind of colors they love. And as we just sort of ask opening questions like that, and we can sense right away what kind of things we're going to show them. And so we don't want them to get overwhelmed, because the first time coming into Scanda, it can be pretty overwhelming. A lot of people have never been able to just hold a handful of sapphires or a handful of diamonds or topaz, and it can be quite overwhelming. So just for us, it's important that we ask people questions to find out what it is that we think that they're going to want to look at.
And how did you get into this business, Mary? What was your background getting into beads and jewelry?
I've always been interested in design, any kind of design. And I have a human resource degree and marketing degree, and I've always been involved on the retail side of things. And I had lots of friends that were basically said, Mary, you just need to open a store of your own. And that was I'm in my 12th year this year. And I've always loved jewelry and having made people making me jewelry. And I'm a self-taught jewelry designer, and I have a gemology degree. So it just all started to happen. We brought in art when we first started. We did art openings for local artists and furniture. And the bead portion of things just really started to take off.
Well, people's stories are always so amazing. Vicki, you were saying that you did silversmithing.
I did silversmithing. Yeah, brought back lots of memories of burnt fingers and stuff. But it was great.
And there's a lot of great silversmithers around in Victoria and up in Duncan by the looks of it.
Yeah, there are some great ones in Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to be patient a little bit, don't you, to do jewelry as well? You sort of have to, you know, be a little zen and, you know, take your time with it. Mm-hmm. You can't be rushing it.
Well, I don't know. I tend to be one of these people that do things in a bit of a hurry. So I think it's whatever you're comfortable with. If you want to take your time at it, or sometimes we overthink. And so we're looking at things and we just tend to overthink it instead of just really listening to our intuition and seeing things we like right away. We sometimes don't tend to listen to that.
I think, Mary, that's great advice in all of life, isn't it? I mean, that is truly it, right there.
Damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Really do have to listen to that inside voice a lot more than some, you know, than we tend to.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, Mary, great talking to you. Good luck up in Duncan. Make sure you drop by Scanned up in Duncan or here in Victoria. Okay. Go visit the staff. They're all excellent, and I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a great new thing to try.
I'm going to go look at that.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Patty.
Okay, Mary, take care.
That's
talk
great.
To you soon.
Yeah, have a great day.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Now, Vicki, you have so many things. You had an arts degree, right? That's your background.
Yeah, my background, yes, and I did accounting as well. So,
that's
like... just jumping from one side of the brain to the other.
And was accounting, was that against really what you wanted to do, or did you enjoy it?
I excelled at math at school, so I enjoyed that too. So I've enjoyed both.
I think it's so fascinating hearing about people's backgrounds, how they get to where they're at, you know? Mm-hmm. Even at Saanich Council, I mean, a lot of that was in the community and doing stuff from the school level, the PAC, to
well, that's right, because I started,
where we met.
Yeah, I started with community parents groups first, you know, the PAC, because there wasn't one at Upland School when my kids started, and we went through that. And
you can make it through a PAC, you can make it anywhere.
I know, that's right, that's right. No, I did not run for school board. I went straight to council because I got myself involved in local area plans. I wanted to know what was going on in my neighborhood, and there we go.
And you know a lot about buildings. I know we worked together on a development, and it came out really well.
Yes.
And that sort of lends itself to the heritage part, where I heard you give a speech about the heritage buildings in Saanich, and you have a heritage home.
I do.
And I thought it was fascinating, and if people want to get a hold of you, I'm sure that, you'd be willing to go out and talk to schools or kids.
Oh, I would love to.
Because it's a great presentation. It can be short or long, depending, because you really know the history of the
houses. It can, and it just took off from the fall, doing a little presentation on heritage values and energy efficiency for the municipality on their Sustainable Saanich series. And it was just a 10-minute on what I've done to my own heritage home. And from that, it's taken off. I've been to seniors groups. I'm actually going to be at the Prospect Lake on next Sunday for Heritage Week at Tia's Restaurant. And I'm going to give a presentation on just that, the heritage values and energy efficiency.
And what time is that?
Oh, you would ask that, wouldn't you?
They can get a hold of you on your website or through me.
Absolutely. And Prospect Lake probably has it on there.
Right. And I thought for kids, too, it would be a great thing. When I heard you speak, I went home and was so excited because, you know, I was born in Victoria and my parents were here and were in the Shelburne area when they were courting. And some of the houses, and you talk about older houses and some that have moved from this location to that and who lived in them.
It has been just so exciting for me to do this because my family came to Victoria in 1859. And, so that there's always
been
that.
That's when you were born?
Yeah, I know. I keep my age quite well, actually. Yeah, we just went to a celebration of life last week for one of my mother's cousins she was just 2 months short of her 100th birthday.
Wow.
So the great longevity on that side of the family.
Yes.
But it was always that history of the family, that there were so many here, and my father's family didn't come here until 1903. So he didn't have a lot of relations, so he was all caught up in my mother's side. And so we really have appreciated the heritage because you have to know where you came from to know where you're going.
And it's so, when the old guard is gone and you haven't got that history or haven't saved those buildings, you can't replace the stories or the buildings, right?
Oh, you can't. And during the boom in the 60s in Saanich, there were so many important buildings went. Maybe not architecturally or, what people think of being heritage, but the history.
Well, there's one, a newer one, which is the De Castro House on Richmond Road. It was called the Future House?
It's the Trend House.
Trend House.
And it is sold recently. That was in the 50s. And it was built through the forest industry. They wanted to build a trend house that demonstrated the use of all wood. And it was built for, Gwen Cash, the first female reporter in Canada.
Wow.
And it's a lovely little house. And it sold recently, and the new owners are just thrilled with it. Right on Richmond Road at the base of Mayfair Drive. And it's John DeCastri, and it's just spectacular.
It really is.
Yes.
And that's the heritage we sometimes think of old. But
oh,
it's not necessarily
absolutely.
That old.
Saanich's Municipal Hall is a designated heritage building, and it was built in the early 60s.
And why is it designated? Because of the style? What makes a heritage?
The heritage is both the history, the use of the building, as well as the style often is the architect.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about that, how you get a designation and what makes you a heritage building. Back in a minute.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
This afternoon, East meets West as the Canucks close out their three-game homestand against the Leafs. Vancouver-Toronto, play-by-play at 4. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson, right here on CFAX 1070.
Vancouver Canucks hockey. CFAX 1070 has all the action. Catch every Canuck game all season right here on Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
You've worked hard to get to the top. Now it's time to live there. Presenting the spectacular modern townhomes of Rainbow Hill with Sandy Nygaard designed kitchens and interiors and panoramic views of Victoria and the Olympic Mountains. Calling Rainbow Hill a place to live is like calling your Rolex a way to tell time. Take the first step toward living at the top. Contact the Preferred Homes team at RE/MAX Camosun. Explore the jaw-dropping show home every weekend from 1 to 4. Learn more at rainbowhill.com.
Celebrate 40 years of fun with Be a Tourist in Your Own Hometown, March 1st through 4th. For just $10, enjoy free admission to Butchart Gardens, Butterfly Gardens, Miniature World, Pacific Undersea Gardens, and over 20 other great Victoria attractions. Get all the details and amazing discounts at attractionsvictoria.com. Get your tickets online or at participating Thrifty Foods, Lottery Outlets, and other locations. Grab the family and join the celebrations March 1st through 4th. 40 years of Be a Tourist in Your Own Hometown.
Mike Powers was on his boat when he got hit by a car. No one drowned because it happened in Mike's driveway. Mike's wife was worried about him because she was driving the car. Happily, no one got hurt, but the accident caused a small fire, which is how Mike got a brand new garage. Last year, Mike had arranged home, car, and boat insurance with the people at Megson Fitzpatrick, which is lucky because they don't sell marriage insurance. Megson Fitzpatrick Insurance, your trusted advisor.
We are back in the studio. We have Vicki Sanders from Saanich Council. And Vicki, we're talking about heritage houses. So what would, if you had a house and you wanted to make it heritage, first of all, why would you want to? And how do you go about that?
I think there's many reasons why you would want to. For me, the important part is to save the building, you know, the physical building and what it represents. And is also there's often the history of the people that lived in the home. So those are two reasons why you'd want to. And I guess both come up with the same thing. It is the preservation, the fact that the house would be kept in perpetuity. And that's designation. So if you're designated, then that would be the case. When a building's registered, it can still be removed from the registry.
Okay. Now, there's a book in Saanich, right, that has all the houses, and a lot are rented, aren't they? And when they rent them, they have to keep care of the house? Is that the...
Well, I mean, you know, they're private homes. I mean,
they're private homes. But doesn't Saanich own
Saanich owns nine heritage buildings. They are all designated, and they are all rented in some instance.
So I was down at Lambrick Park, and the White House,
that's the Dodd House, the oldest home in Saanich.
No one with me knew anything about it, but I said, that's a heritage house.
It's managed by the Saanich Heritage Foundation.
So what's the story there?
It was moved from, I believe it was Kenmore and Torquay, and if somebody's looking at a map and finds those streets don't come together, I'm sorry. but it was moved to make way for a subdivision back in the 60s, and it, as I say, it's the oldest remaining home in Saanich. And it was built for Captain Dodd, who Dodd's Narrow is named after. He was the master of the beaver, the paddle of the steamship. Stop it. And he was a Hudson Bay factor. Anyway, Captain Dodd Narrow.
Don't laugh.
Oh, he's kidding.
All right. TJ, I think you're going to have to step in. Anyways, I'm going to slap you.
We're getting in trouble.
I know.
Okay, he was a Hudson Bay factor, and he actually never lived in the house. It was their summer home. So that's managed by the foundation, and it is actually designated inside and out. Stop it, Patty. So it has.
I'm not in council with you. We would be in trouble.
It's actually got beautiful woodwork inside. And not all homes are designated inside. There's very few that are.
And what's the other building that's on that same property?
So that is Lambrick House, which belonged to Lambrick, who was the Reeve of Saanich, the mayor of Saanich, that's who Lambrick Park is named after. It was actually originally the Pither home. And Patty, you must be sitting on a...
I don't know. I just look at you and I want to laugh.
Pither.
Okay, stop saying names.
Pilsner and Lyser. We're a very large brewery in Victoria.
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking. So that was their home, and it was the same kind of thing. It was a summer home. They farmed it, and then Lambrick bought it. Okay. We're doing well here.
I can't look at you, Vicky.
Okay.
Okay, so what else? There's one on not Shelburne Street, but on...
what are you talking about? The Sandwich ones?
Yeah, Doncaster, is it? And that you said we used to be somewhere else and it was moved. And it's
that's an interesting
Cedar
one. That is the home at Rowan and Cedar Hill Road by Doncaster School. And I can't tell you who the original people were that built it. And it was built in the 1800s. And it actually was at the corner of Pear and Cedar Hill when it was first built. And it was bought by McMorrins, who became, McMorrins at Cordova Bay. Yep. And they actually moved it with Clydesdale horses on logs and rolled it up to where it exists now.
And that's quite a steep hill, too.
And it's a beautiful building. And it's had a few, not that many owners, but it's really quite classic if people look at it. I think it's the old Gothic revival. But it's just a beautiful house.
And a lot of people, when you do that talk, knew about a lot of these homes when they were younger. Tell us about some other really old ones in
their history. Well, I should say there's almost 300 homes on the registry. When it was first done, they looked at 1,400 homes and narrowed it down to just under 300. Then 5 years ago, it was redone. And we've lost some that were just registered buildings, and they added some more in. So, and again, the significance, it spans many years. So the other ones that are very important would be Craig Miller Lodge, which is on Tattersall and Craig Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And that, a lot of people think it's a Samuel McClure, but it's not. And the architect's name was, Selwyn. And the interesting thing about him is most of the architects were American or British typically in the region. And he actually was from the Netherlands, but he had studied with Samuel McClure for a short time. But that is divided into rental units. And if you go on to Craig Miller, you see the rock pillars that were part of the property, as well as there's a stone garage that was, I think, the gatekeeper's home. So it's really interesting and that area of Tattersall, Craig Miller, is just full of heritage buildings. It's incredible.
So you can go to Saanich and get the book?
You can. It's $25, and it's the Saanich Heritage Registry, I think it's called, Heritage Structures.
And then if people want to book you, they can get you a hold of you through Saanich if you
have
a talk
absolutely.
On heritage buildings.
Yeah.
Because I think it's really fascinating that you never think about driving by these neighborhoods and the history of these houses and the people that lived there and the lives that went on before.
Yes. And because there's so many, I've served now, I'm getting it divided up now to more of the region where the area I'm speaking in. So I'll select some homes from there. I'll cover the Saanich Municipal Buildings, and then I'll touch upon what I've done to my own home on the heritage values and the energy efficiency.
And that's a labor of love.
Well, and that's the important thing. People think, it's just an old house, but it does have those values. They're well built. The most environmental home is the one that's already built, because it's the embodied energy and such in it. And my home's built in 1937, and I challenge to see if some of the new homes will be as in good condition.
They got good mojo.
Good mojo.
That's right.
That is.
Hey, listen, sorry for the laughing attack, but it's contagious. It's like when you're not supposed to laugh and you look at someone, you can't stop laughing. You're like, oh, think of something bad.
No.
I couldn't look at your face. Anyways.
I know. Well, I come from a family of laughers, so my husband always says, stop laughing.
That's a good thing. Anyways, great to see you as always.
Okay,
nice
thanks,
to have Mary on the show, and Peter, as always, thank you, TJ, and to you, get out there, enjoy, and have a good laugh.
Thank you.